Peter Rupert is an economics professor at UC Santa Barbara and heads up the UCSB Economics Forecast Project. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, let's start with some good news. Employment numbers. It's looking pretty strong in Santa Barbara County. What have you seen?
It is looking pretty strong in Santa Barbara County, as with the rest of the United States, basically. And employment's up. Unemployment, seasonally adjusted, is pretty much as low as it gets for the county, about 3.9%. A little bit lower for the city of Santa Barbara. So labor market's strong.
Okay, some other news, which is not very unexpected here, which is the housing market, something we talk about a lot, especially in the city of Santa Barbara, but really all over the county. It's still insane.
Well, yeah, it's insane. And I tell people around the county, they talk about affordable housing. I say, let's just get rid of that word for Santa Barbara.
Right.
It's not affordable. They have a statistic called, basically, it's the fraction of people who can afford the median home. And in Santa Barbara County, that's about 22% of the population.
Wow. But one of the big takeaways of this recent economic forecast was just looking at the retail industry across the county. And again, you look at State Street here in Santa Barbara and the city, and something just feels off. What are the numbers telling you?
So retail is hurting. There's no doubt about it. Employment in the retail industry is down about 20%. However, it's not lagging everywhere. It's not lagging in Ventura County, and it's not lagging in San Luis Obispo. Those are both growing in terms of retail.
So is that the problem? We just need a different retail mix here, and maybe that's where San Luis Obispo and Ventura are actually succeeding. They're trying something else out. What do you think?
No, that seems right to me. I think we're going to see a different mix of shops. I think we're going to see more experiential shopping downtown. And, you know, we do see it in the funk zone. We see places that have a brew pub, they have a wine tasting, and then they have a boutique in the back.
I know another thing that's on a lot of people's mind is how the Thomas Fire and the Montecito mudslides are impacting things economically as well. You've been looking at another aspect of this as well, which is whether or not people are going to rebuild, are things going to be rezoned, property values. Tell us a little bit more.
Basically, we had some data from the Jesucita fire and the T fire a few years ago. And what we found there was that if you look at all the parcel numbers that were affected by the fires, about 20% of people never rebuilt. Mm. They just let there's no development going in those areas. And the same thing is true in Santa Rosa, where about 5% of all homes were destroyed. Many, many people just aren't rebuilding in those areas, which what that would mean, you know, if nothing else happened, would be that the supply of homes is lower. And that would drive up housing prices. On the other hand, you know, we're seeing the county having to rezone properties. Many people are like, don't want to live in a place that can have more mud, more fires. So they may be leaving, you know, moving to Hope Ranch or even Goleta. That would drive prices down. So, you know, how it's going to unfold over the next few years is going to be very interesting.
And you've heard from Dave Jones, the insurance commissioner in California, and he's saying that, in fact, for some folks in really high-risk areas, they may not be able to get fire insurance from mainstream insurers moving forward.
That's correct. They're going to have to go into something called the FAIR program, which is, I think it's Fair Access to Insurance Regulations. They're going to have to go into that program, which is a much, much more expensive insurance package that you're going to have to get there.
Lastly, there's the issue if people do not rebuild and property values drop. When we see that happen, budgets get into a tight spot too. I saw, for example, there's a couple schools in Montecito that are looking at a 10% drop in expected budget revenue. So, I mean, this is problematic too moving forward.
It is problematic. And I think, you know, the revenues are going to take a hit both through property taxes. If tourism's down, then the transient occupancy tax is going to fall. You know, we'll get by, and you know, it's a beautiful place to live, and I think people are going to come here. So, you know, I'm not too worried. But one thing that makes it very difficult to measure these kinds of economic impacts is that during the last January, turns out Goleta had a 59% increase in their transient occupancy tax because all the people, the first responders, and all the people who were evacuated from Montecito were in Goleta.
Right.
So it our county's not going to look bad because, you know, it's going to be shifted. So, you know, those numbers are kind of hard to really come by.
Peter Rupert is an economics professor at UC Santa Barbara, heads up UCSB Economics Forecast Project. Thanks again for the time.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.